So this afternoon, I thought I'd tell you a bit about what I've done with my career since leaving school. So when I was working out what I wanted to do when I grew up, I decided that I had absolutely no idea, that that'd make it easy, I just wouldn't grow up. But I still had to work out what I was going to do at uni. And that's when I decided to come to the best uni ever, Macquarie, and do opto. During second year of opto, I was lucky enough to do a bit of research. And that was my first step in working out what I was going to do for a career with the rest of my life. Step number one, not going to research. I thought the idea of spending all day in a dark lab was enough to send me crazy. So about 2 months before I finished opto, I applied to and got accepted into a graduate diploma of science communications. And this is with ANU as well as the ShellQuesticon Science Circus. So the course is about 12 months and is split between travelling Australia with the circus and time at uni. So there's 15 people from all around Australia with all different science careers get together, and about 4 months of the year were spent travelling to regional, remote and rural parts of Australia. We were doing science shows and running professional development shows for primary school teachers. So from my year with Questacon, I'd worked out that the part that I enjoyed most was doing the science shows for the kids and teachers and getting them as excited about science and in particular physics as I was. So my first full-time job was a little bit left of field. Didn't actually apply for it the first time that it was sent to me because I kind of went, biology, not really for me. It was only when a family friend sent it to me, I think it was the third time that she'd sent it to me saying, come on, pull your finger out, apply for it, that I kind of went, yeah, not doing anything else at the moment. I'll give it a go. So my first job was as an education officer on the BioBus, a travelling biotechnology exhibition that went all around Queensland, presenting an interactive exhibition which was on the truck, as well as doing DNA extractions in the lab. Quite a steep learning curve, considering the last time I'd done any biology was year 10, and now I was trying to do these demonstrations for year 11 and 12 kids, going, okay. What I kept saying to myself was, fake it till you make it, and they had no idea. So I had an absolutely amazing year. The girls that I travelled with are the craziest, most fantastic people you could ever hope to be friends with, let alone travel with and work with, when we were basically living in each other's pockets for the year. But I was getting pretty sick of doing the same presentation up to four times a day. So I decided that I needed to move on. And this time, back to physics. So I got back to Questacon and got into a job. So it was mainly the senior kids that I was really enjoying working with. The job that I got when I got back to Questacon was a new program called Science Play, designed for 0 to 6-year-olds. Not quite my target audience, but it was at least back to physics. So this program, I learnt to become very organised. I wrote the show that we did. I helped to design and make a lot of the activities. I was writing and distributing invitations for childcare centres, booking the tours, booking the accommodation, booking hire cars. So after just under a year of this, I decided I wasn't pushing myself enough. Even though I was singing very badly to kids on a regular basis, I decided that I needed a change. So the next job that I had was onto the communications advisor at ANSTO, the nuclear reactor at Lucas Heights. This was very different compared to my previous two jobs. I had my own office, but the trade-off for this was that I was now spending a lot of time sitting in it in front of a computer. So some of the things that I did while I was at ANSTO was write the staff newsletter, organise events, redesign sections of the education centre, taking stands worth of stuff and going to expos. I was writing and organising, designing promotional material, such as a periodic table that we were giving out to the kids. And I was occasionally helping out with school tours that were coming through. There was some great stuff that I was involved in, but decided that it really wasn't for me. And I was sick of adults behaving like kids. I'd go back to deal with kids behaving like kids. And so it was time for not just a change in jobs, but a change in careers. I was going to go back to uni to become a physics teacher. So during the year, last year when I was filling in all of the applications for where I wanted to get a job this year, I was silly enough, brave enough to tick I was willing to work anywhere in the state. And I was quite excited when I got the phone call to say that I had a job at Monero High, which is in Cooma. I was going to be teaching junior science classes as well as Year 12. So after not staying in a permanent job any longer than 12 months, I've now signed a contract to be in Cooma for at least 3 years. I found a great job, a great town, and I'm absolutely loving it. Every day is completely different. The kids haven't disappointed. Quite often they do behave as kids. But they're also amazing, and sometimes I think that they're more grown up and they've got more of an idea of what they want to do with their life than I do. I'm loving the challenge of being able to have an effect on their lives, to be able to instill a passion for science, even if they choose not to go on with science, just to be able to get them to appreciate it. To let them know that not all physicists are nerdy. Some of us are kind of normal. So everyday teaching is completely different. So far this year, I've organised 3 excursions, run workshops teaching other teachers about some of the technology that we have in the school, working out what equipment needs to be purchased within budget, of course. And then there's sports, coaching basketball teams, and the million and one other tasks that get thrown on you. I'm just recovering from the sunburn of last week's touch football carnival that I was at. So there's one thing for sure, is that I'm not bored. I don't have time to be bored. Teaching is something that I can see myself doing for many years to come. I get to use my science degree, some of my science show skills, technology skills. Organisation skills are another strong point. Not my best all the time, particularly if you see my desk at school. But if you ask me what date it is, got absolutely no idea. I can tell you that it's Wednesday of week 9, and that's only a week and a half till holidays. The plan for the holidays is 4 to 5 days of school preparation and probably the rest of it recovering from whatever illness that the kids give me for the rest of the time. So I wish you luck with whatever you decide to do with your careers, well, career or careers. The skills that you're going to have gained of a science degree aren't just restricted to being in a lab. Very transferable and something that you can have a lot of fun with.